Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the program, everyone. So glad that you are joining us today on a beautiful fall day. You know, a lot of us kind of want to find out, you know, what's going on energetically. We feel different things. And, you know, if you're like me, you pay a little bit of attention to things like astrology or Mercury retrograde or full moons, but you don't live your life by it. Now, some people do follow it like a science, and my hat goes off. I have a lot of friends and clients that do that. For me, though, I think I'm like a lot of people where I like to find out kind of what's going on because it explains a little bit more about maybe what I'm going through, setbacks, blocks, good or bad things, or things that I notice in my daily life. So we have a guest today, Claudia McNeely, and we're having a little trouble connecting with her. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the energies going on. And then when we can get her connected, we will bring her to the show. So we just got through Mercury retrograde, and I don't know about you guys, but, you know, for years, I did not really give it much credence. I must say that some of my friends, you know, who are really into astrology, and I have my go-to astrology gals that are professional astrologers, and they'll tell me things like, do not sign a contract. Do not, I own a publishing company. So they say, do not publish a book, or we have a record label. Do not release an album, CD, during Mercury retrograde. And the reason that I have been advised to pay attention to the current energies with my business is because, you know, I was advised that things could go wrong, things could be set back, you know, not to use it as a superstition, but look at this as a tool. And so, you know, I must say, though, this past 3 weeks, it's finally cleared, and we're now on the new moon energy, the full moon, I'm sorry, energy of today. But what I did notice this past Mercury retrograde is that I had all of these projects that were ready to hit. I mean, it was different authors and clients were, you know, telling me to, oh, we want it done yesterday. And all of a sudden, everything went to a standstill. So did you have any experience out there? You guys, I want you to call in and share it with me today. Call into the station because it would really, you know, be fun to hear from you what your experiences were. So I noticed some of my business was on hold. And it was interesting, almost to the day that Mercury retrograde stopped, everybody was emailing me, we want to go forward, things that have been on hold for months, things that were supposed to start during that time, you know, were just taken off. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So definitely call in and let me know if you guys are noticing. Now, there's another thing that's going on right now, and that is the solar flares. This is another thing that I must admit, you know, and I know we're on BBS radio and I'm a listener to BBS. I love listening to James Gilliland's show and Dolores Cannon, who I will so miss that she's not in this earth plane anymore, in some of the other shows. And they talk about the solar flares. And that's another thing I have noticed that, kind of like Mercury retrograde, I knew they were out there. I've read the blogs. I've read the information that these heightened solar flares affect us. But, you know, I didn't really take it too seriously until I started getting really sick. And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I would get a headache. I wouldn't sleep. I'd feel nauseous, but I wasn't, I wasn't sick. I didn't have the flu, but I had these symptoms. And so, you know who I went to when I had these symptoms? It was Claudia McNeely, and she's now on. Claudia, welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here.
Hi, Christina. I made it.
Awesome, Claudia. Well, I was just letting the listeners know if they had any experiences with Mercury retrograde, the solar flares, the energies, they could call into the show if they'd like at 1-888-627-6008. And Claudia has an energy report that is actually a subscription service that you pay for. She gives really detailed information, and she can talk to us a little bit more about that, but she's giving it to us for free today. Claudia, thank you for being with us. And I was just talking about some of the solar flare symptoms I've noticed. So could you tell us a little bit, Claudia, about the energy report and why you're doing it?
I started the energy report probably 2 or 3 years ago. I can't even remember now when I started it. But I was having really bad symptoms, and I noticed that I had certain symptoms when there was solar flares. I had other symptoms when there was earthquakes. And then I noticed other people talking about it, too. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. So I just started kind of putting two and two together and researching and figuring it all out. And I decided, you know, if I needed this information, so does other people. So I started doing a daily, I call it an ascension energy report, because the symptoms are really very similar to the same symptoms as ascension. And what happens, especially when there's a solar flare, and it seems like the solar flares are affecting people more than anything else. When there's a solar flare, it sends out this blast of energy, a blast of light. What does light do? Light lights the darkness. So any density that we have in us is going to come up to the light. So that's what the solar flares do, is they bring that energy up for us to look at and release. And so that causes pain and emotional symptoms and all these other things. So the biggest thing is the solar flares. And about 2 weeks ago, I think, we started having really bad, some really big X-class flares. And then that spot turned around to the back, thank God. But now there's another spot that has turned around. And we have had a whole lot of, the flares go in, there's C-class, which is very small flare. There's M-class, which is a moderate flare. And then there's X-class, which is a really strong flare. So the X-class, they're really strong. So there's this one spot has been putting out a lot of M-class flares. I think one made it almost to X-class, but not quite. It's also the other spot that just turned away did not shoot out any energy. They call that a coronal mass ejection. It didn't shoot out the coronal mass ejections toward us. But this sunspot is shooting out coronal mass ejections with every flare. So this one may end up being a little bit more intense once it actually turns to face Earth than the X-class flares were, because of the coronal mass ejection. And what happens with the coronal mass ejection, the sun is throwing energy at the Earth and at us. And if you imagine a balloon and push on that balloon, that's what the energy is doing to our field when it hits the Earth. It's pushing against the field of the Earth. It's pushing against our energy field. And it causes a lot of pain and a lot of other symptoms.
Yeah, I was telling the audience before you came on that I didn't really pay much attention to the solar flare thing. It's not that I didn't believe in it. I just didn't give it much thought. And then I started feeling sick all the time, and it started coinciding with the solar flares, and I wasn't really sick. It was just I was
exactly
not feeling good. And can it affect us in other ways, not just physically?
It will, yeah, and it will also cause, I'm back up just a second, it will cause what's called the ascension flu, which we actually feel like we have the flu. We will feel feverish, you know, nauseated, achy. Those are all symptoms that will also come with that big blast of energy, because what it's doing, when we get that blast of light and it's bringing all that density up to be looked at, that density can be considered toxic. So it's emotional, energetic, physical toxins being brought up, and that will throw our body into a detox. And that's where we get the ascension flu from. And yes, it definitely affects the emotions. Whenever there's a flare, I've noticed people get a lot more irritable. There's more arguments. There's more wrecks when there's solar flares. It causes heart palpitations. The heart chakra has been affected a lot over the last year or so with the flares. So, you know, people are getting heart palpitations, going to an emergency room. Doctors can't find anything wrong with them. Chest pain, back pain behind the heart chakra is very common with that, too. And then all the emotions that go with that, you know, the heartache, the depression, the grief, the sadness, all of that will come along with it, too.
That's, you know, that's so crazy when you think about it, because it's like, now we know we're energetic bodies. So on one hand, it's like, no, that's not crazy. That makes total sense. But on the other hand, it's like, wow, you know, as we start clearing away some of these things and start ascending, we're going to be more and more sensitive to this. Is that
right?
Correct?
You know, when I first started doing this, I call it spiritual snobbery. You know, we have all the spiritual snobs of, well, you're just not enlightened enough, or you wouldn't be having these symptoms and all that kind of stuff. But my angels told me that it's not that we're not sensitive enough, that we're not enlightened enough. It's that our vibration is so high that that density just really affects us strongly. People who are not as high vibrationally, they're not going to notice the effects as much. Like 3D people. You know, I have noticed lately, though, that 3D people are starting to feel it too. But there for a long time, 3D people didn't feel it. But now, because their vibration is starting to raise too, they're starting to feel the effects of it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So the higher your vibration, the more the symptoms are going to be.
I am noticing. It's kind of neat to notice, like, some of my friends that would never listen to this radio show and all the topics we talk about with psychic vampires, like we talked about with you on the last show. But, you know, they are starting to kind of look at things in a different way. And notice things and notice energies.
Exactly.
And so what advice would you give us if we start feeling some of this stuff? Is there anything we can do?
I have not found a way to block the solar flares. I have been trying. I have not found a way to do it. Somebody recommended an oil, but it didn't work for me. So, you know, and I've tried everything I know to block it, and I have not been able to. I can reduce the symptoms, but I can't totally block it. One thing that I have noticed with myself, I'm having a lot less symptoms now than I did 2 years ago. So we're all going through this at a different rate, because we can't, if we all went through it at the same time, it would be really horrendous for everybody. So we're going through it in steps, you know, and so some of us are already, we've been through the worst of it, and now we're coming out the other side and not having as many symptoms. So know that it is going to end someday, that it's not going to last forever. That's the important thing. Drinking plenty of water, because like I said, whenever we get one of these bursts of energy, it stirs up all these toxins emotionally, physically, energetically. So we need to drink plenty of water to help flush those out. And a half of a teaspoon of sea salt added to a glass of water, or you can just put it on your hand and lick it off and then drink some water, however you want to do it. That will help the body to integrate the energy that is picked up. So that's a good thing to do to help integrate the energy. Sea salt baths will help. I found even just standing in a cool shower, because when the flash hits, we also get these hot flashes. You know, we just start sweating, and, you know, we get hot, and we may stay hot all day, you know. So getting into a cool bath will help to kind of cool off that energy a little bit. There's not, you know, breathing, make sure you breathe, because when we get stressed out, we tend to not breathe. We just kind of breathe very shallowly. Breathing is how we take in life, and breathing also pulls us back into now. So just taking some deep breaths and getting back into now, and not, because the more upset you get about something, the worse it's going to be. Whereas if you take a deep breath and just kind of center yourself, it kind of helps to release some of the pressure.
Oh, well, when you were talking about using the salts and different things, this is so funny. So I had the worst headache, and it was, I think it was attributed to the solar flare, and the kids were on fall break. And my little guy, who's 9 years old, who's not into all this crazy stuff mom's into, but he walked into my office and he licked my salt lamp. Just licked it. And
Oh, how funny.
he goes, I needed that. I go, don't lick my salt lamp. It was turned on, by my computer at, my home office. I said, I'll get you some, I have some pinks, Himalayan sea salt. I'll give you a little salt, but don't lick my lamp. But he must have known intuitively.
Exactly, kids do. When my son was small, I had a headache, and he brought me, I think it was a fluorite octahedron. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he brought me this stone, and he put it on my head. And later I went and looked, and sure enough, that was for headache.
Oh my
Kids
gosh,
are
that's
just
so
so
cute.
intuitive.
I
They're
love
so
that.
aware.
I know. It's awesome. So I'll have to remember that to keep a little of that. I love that pink Himalayan salt because it has the minerals
Yeah,
with it.
Himalayan salt, sea salt.
Yeah,
Just make
or the
sure you
sea
don't use
salt.
table salt, and make sure that if you get that the sea salt you get actually has the minerals and stuff left in it. It will be a gray color. It will not be white. There's some sea salt that's being sold, like at Walmart and places, that is not actually sea salt. It is, they clean all that stuff out of it. So make sure that it has all the minerals and everything still in it. Yeah.
Well, that's a good tip because there are times, and I'm lucky that I own my own business, so I can always work some of my projects outside of office hours. And there's times during these solar flares, Claudia, that I had to just stop work and go take a salt bath with oils because my head was pounding. I was so sick, I couldn't even keep my eyes open. And then it,
Yeah,
and then I
I'm
was
very
instantly
lucky.
better after 20 minutes. It was crazy.
Yeah. I'm very lucky with my sessions that I do with people that it doesn't matter how I feel before the session. The minute the session starts, the angels take over and the healing is wonderful, and then I go back to feeling like crap again. I was working with a client yesterday, and my brain was just fuzz yesterday from the flares. It was not working at all. I could not think. I couldn't do anything. And I said, it's really a good thing that I don't have to use my brain when I do this because it wasn't there yesterday at all.
That's
But
really
yeah, I mean, we're all.
interesting. Well, see, now instead of we're almost to commercial break, but now if you miss a meeting, a shout out to my buddy who's listening. If you miss a meeting because the alarm clock wasn't set, you can always say it was the solar flare. Your mind was fuzzy.
Exactly.
No more the dog ate my homework. It was a solar flare. My mom
Right.
said I didn't have to do my homework last night.
Well, so
Well,
many of us think we're getting
Claudia, I'm glad we're
Alzheimer's.
talking about this because I think it does affect a lot of people. They might not be aware that the way they've been feeling lately could have been some of the solar flare activity. So we're going to go to a
Definitely.
commercial break. If you want to find out more about Claudia's work that she does in her energy reports, go to her website, askclaudia.com. She's a clairvoyant, a medium, an energy healer, an animal communicator, a shaman, and I'm probably leaving off about 30 more credentials. Claudia knows what she's doing and she's taking good care of me and my family. So I'm so happy that you're on the show today, Claudia. When we come back, we have more energy updates with Claudia McNeely.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called mnemonics.